Kate Jakubis joins us right now. Kate was studying for a master's degree in environmental engineering, trying to figure out and understand what ingredients were in everyday household cleaning products like laundry detergent. And Kate, you were not able to figure out what was in those. Thanks for hopping on with us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. So great to be here, John.
So how is it possible that, I know I probably wouldn't be able to figure out what's in this stuff, but how does an environmental engineer, you know, with your background, not know what's in cleaning products? Was that shocking to you?
It absolutely was. So, you know, when I was studying to get my master's degree here in Chicago at IIT, and, you know, I have a lot of chemistry background, a degree in material science, and it was bananas to me that, you know, I could look at a bottle, I could look at all the information publicly available and not understand what was in these household products. So even someone with my background, simply because the laws weren't in place, the information was not out there. Companies did not disclose the ingredients that they were using.
So a lot of people would look at that and go, well, that's too bad, and then continue using the products and move on with their lives. not you, though, Kate.
No. Instead, I started a new company. So, yeah, it's been almost 10 years now. So in 2013, I decided to start Meliora Cleaning Products to basically counteract that exact problem and to make products where we did disclose the ingredients and to make better products.
Meliora Cleaning Products, and you can go to MelioraMeansBetter.com for more information. So how does it start? I mean, like, I know you have the background in chemistry and engineering, but from a production standpoint, from a business standpoint, where did you start?
Yeah, I had two things on my side. One is I had spent almost 10 years both in research and development and in manufacturing with consumer products. So I did have some exposure to the industry. The other is that I quickly brought on a co-founder who right now is my husband. So, you know, co-founder / spouse with an MBA from Kellogg. So I really got some of that business knowledge into the company through marriage and acquisition.
So how did you decide what products to and what ingredients to put in your products? What's your mission? How did you start making this stuff?
Yeah, so the inspiration behind the company has come around full circle recently because the main ingredient that I learned about that I got interested in is a byproduct called 1,4-dioxane. So it's a super chemical-y term that in 2013, there was actually a lawsuit about too much of this 1,4-dioxane being in laundry detergent. And to myself, I thought, you know, why are people buying laundry detergent with any amount of a 1,4-dioxane, which is a known carcinogen? So laundry detergent was our first product. It's one of our best-selling products to this day. And we're seeing some exciting movement in regulation. And actually, the state of New York and New York City just banned the sale of both household and cosmetic products with this ingredient, 1,4-dioxane. So we're really excited to see that particular ingredient, you know, start to come out of products on a broader scale since we started.
And I imagine that, yes, that is exciting news for you guys. And maybe it gets more people to pay attention to what is in there and maybe be guided more towards your stuff. So what ingredients do you use?
Yeah, we use really, really simple ingredients, things like baking soda, washing soda, soap. We actually make the soap ourselves in our factory in Chicago. It's about half a mile from the United Center. We have about 15 living wage paid employees at our factory. And we you know, we buy a lot of coconut oil, we turn it into soap, and we make it into cleaning products right here in Chicago.
Could this be stuff that people make at home? I'm not trying to take business away from you. I'm just curious. Lord knows I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. So, you know, making soap at home is something that you can do with proper, there's some safety precautions that you'd want to take. We do have, you know, and I encourage people to try it if they're interested. There's classes that you can take and information that you can find. Our products are a little bit different than sort of the handmade soap that you might buy. Those tend to be have a lot of ingredients, and it's kind of a fun art, I think, to make soap. But there's also a science component, which is really where we focus. And so we have sort of the lab capability of being very particular about the exact chemistry of our ingredients. So we really can optimize it for cleaning power. So, you know, as opposed to sort of like a fun, you know, fun colors and scents in a bath product you can make yourself. Really something that's going to be a powerhouse, get the job done for cleaning.
Our Meliora Cleaning Products. Okay, so you have a warehouse now with 15 employees. Where did you start making them, though? Because I can't imagine immediately got a warehouse.
No, we're a bootstrap company, a woman-owned, family-owned company. We don't have any outside investors, so a lot of companies, you know, like us, we started in our kitchen. So the first batch of product was really just me in a condo at Lincoln Park mixing things in a bowl and trying it there.
That's amazing. What advice do you have for people that are maybe wanting to start their own small business? They have a passion like you do. They know something that could fill a need for somebody, but they just don't know where to start.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the hardest things to get over from my previous life and jobs to being an entrepreneur is having an action orientation or an action bias. I like to tell people I'm a recovering perfectionist. If you're going to make some movement or launch a business, like, you really have to take the first step. So, you know, we have a tendency to want to overplan and think out every single step of the way, but really it's taking any first step to move things forward.
Sounds good. Although the Michael Scott Paper Company did the same thing, and that didn't end up so well. But no, Kate, I appreciate
it. Yeah,
exactly. No, Kate, you do great work. Meliora Cleaning Products. I'm going to spell that for people just in case they're not quite getting it. It's MELIORA Cleaning Products. Meliora means better. Kate, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, John. Good to be here.
Yeah, that's our Small Business Spotlight, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.